Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
What it do? What the business is?
Annabelle here.
That girl Mel.
And we are
We Them Girls Podcast. Y'all check us out. Audio Wednesday on all streaming platforms. Visual on Thursday on YouTube at We Them Girls Podcast.
Y'all enjoy the next episode from the Big and Lazy Podcast.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Close curve, put the iron on that boy like a t-shirt. I be straight with the weed, I don't need perk. Niggas been hot as hell, like I need church. Now my life is a movie, my dream work. Down from the bottom, back when I was starving. These niggas be hard, they looking for problems. Still with
the Big, this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I am Big, I'm with my companion. Now that sound like some other shit. My co-host.
Man, he's with the God, man. Lazy Fool, as always, man. We got a special.
Man, no cap, man.
Hey, man. I'm surprised that you got him, though. Just off of the timing from last week to this week, you really be on your job, my boy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
June Dwayne. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Dwayne.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Big and Lazy Podcast, man.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't know about you until last week, but I'm upset at myself because I always feel like I'm a music connoisseur. You know, like I like your boy out of Bowling Green. I don't know if you know Moat Dog.
Moat Dog.
Yeah, it's just I be fuck with all regions, cuts and crevices with the music shit, man. And I'm just disappointed in myself that I just heard of you last week.
And no cap, like I asked him like what he was listening to when we first got here. He said, I've been listening to Brush shit. I've been listening to Boss, what you call it?
Boss Money Zone.
And we just spoke into it in existence, man. So we appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all, bro.
How old are you, bro? How long you been doing music?
So I'm 22 years of age.
Okay.
I've been doing music since I was 13, 14. But like taking it serious, I say since like 2020.
That's what's up, man. It's the perfect time, man, especially for your sound, man. Your sound is definitely like the sound.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? Not saying like you're not different, because I feel like your flow and your bars, like, I feel like it's a lot of people around this time that got that sound, but don't have flow, don't have bars, you know what I'm saying? So I commend you for that.
Well, thank you.
So if you had to compare yourself to one artist, like, of similar, like, you know, who would you compare yourself to and why?
I get a lot of Future comparisons.
Uh-huh.
I get, let me see, who else? Lucky. I don't know if y'all ever heard.
Yeah, I fuck with Lucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lucky Day?
Nah, he a rapper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like Lucky with an I.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, I get a lot of him. Ceddy Hendrix. I don't know if y'all ever heard him. But yeah.
I definitely get the Future vibes. And, you know, Future's the guy, man, you know. Yeah. Once you know, your influence is everything, and I feel like if you're a fan of a certain artist, we got to stop doing that. Like, man, he sound like this. It's just what you get from it.
Now, facts. I grew up listening to Pluto, man.
Facts.
Fuck with Future, bro.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I fuck with Future too, man.
He said he came straight from the studio, so he's still in studio mode. Man.
Yeah.
Can you give us a freestyle? Not right now, but can you give us a little?
Yeah, for sure. Always.
Oh, dig. But that song of the day, that's your song. And what was the name of it? And like, what was your inspiration going, like, making it? What were you trying to get?
Man, so it's called Green Circle. I just recorded it like 2 days ago. So,
oh, shit.
I was with the producer, Latrae. He did a lot of work on the album, that Boss Born and Jew album. And we was riding to the stool. He showed me the beat. And we was just having a regular conversation like we always do. And in my head, I was just like, you know, like close friends and shit. Y'all know how the girls be having the close friends?
Yeah, Instagram.
The green circle, you feel me? So I just ran with that line, like, shorty freaky as hell with that green circle. But then it just led to like a whole different type of topic. Yeah.
Yeah. Besides Future, what like inspires you, man? Like, you coming from Gary, mm-hmm. like, what's inspires you, you know, to do the music, type of music you do, and the grind you have? Because just in the short amount of time, a week, I've heard your name 3-4 times after, you know how you, like, you see a car, you get a car, and you see the same car. Yeah. Like, damn, everybody got this goddamn car. I've heard
it's called the red car effect.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like it with artists too, because I've heard the name 3-4 times this week from people that I didn't even know. Like, damn, you fuck with bro. You know what I'm saying? So what inspires you?
What inspires me? Man, coming from like an area like that, bro, it is no hope. Like, you know, I know Michael came out of there, so like, yeah. a lot of people's like, you know, it's something that, you feel me? You know, Michael, Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, Freddie.
They came out of there, but like, other than that, bro, it's just like a lot of hopeless energy there. So like, growing up in an environment like that, it pushes you to want something like beyond fathoming. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You just really want to like do something extraordinary. So that's what pushes me. You feel me? The guys back home, my family back home and stuff, they push me. A lot of things inspire me, man. Just experiences, the struggle, of course. You feel me? Women.
Definitely. As an artist, I think that's one of the biggest right there. Like, women. Weed and women. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like a whole thing.
I follow this page on, like you say, it's a lot of negative energy in Gary. I follow this page called Decaying Midwest. So he just goes through the Midwest. I say Midwest because he's always in Gary, Indiana. Like, no lie, bro. This every 95% of his videos, this is abandoned school. This is abandoned hospital. This is abandoned jail. He might be in all parts of Illinois sometime, but he just stays. I'm like, damn. I didn't roll through Gary before, but I never, you know, popped in, you know, because you got to damn near go through Gary to hit Chicago.
Yeah, for sure.
So I ain't never, but it's just, damn, old school, old gymnasium, old football, abandoned this, abandoned. I'm like, God, is anything?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that closed down. It's a looted city. Like, if you really want to know the story behind Gary, I got a friend, a big homie, like somebody I really respect. He go by the name Christian Robinson. He shot a film called Looted, and it shows the history of Gary, bro. Like,
damn.
Down to like everything, like what happened, like in the early 1900s, to like why it's like abandoned. It's a lot of haunted stuff to have. Like,
I wouldn't mind watching. What's his name?
Looted. You can just Google it, type in like Looted Gary, Indiana, and you can find like where to watch the movie, because I don't know exactly where to watch right now.
It's a bad motherfucker, man. Yeah. And it's probably what fueled Joe to get Mike up at that motherfucker, man. If y'all remember the Jackson 5 show or the movie. He was in a steel mill at first.
A lot of like, steel mills closed down. That's what.
Man, thanks. That was the only money out there.
Yeah.
Steel mill.
So.
Damn.
If I come to you, I'm the Illuminati, and I come to you. June. You know what I mean? I come to you, I'm like, man, I got a blank check. Now I ain't gonna say the Illuminati. I'm a big top producer, but. Okay. And I come to you, I got a blank check, and you can get a feature from anybody and a beat from anybody. Who are you picking? Anybody dead or alive? You know, you just, I need a hit. I got somebody for, you know what I mean? I need a hook and I need
a hook. Hit.
Yeah, who you coming, man? How you coming?
Dang, we can get that mic hook.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Drake can do it, you can do it.
You feel me? If we can get that mic hook, that'd be crazy. Producer wise, like, production, I would say Ye, but like, if you want to talk about a different type of production, Quincy Jones.
Ooh, wee, that's the first, you know, one. We ask the question all the time. We never got a Quincy,
And we never got a Michael either, did we?
Yeah. Nah, I think
that's. You get an exclusive tag. You get a little something there for my man.
Making like
shout out Quincy.
So, yeah, who's your what's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Ooh, Rock My World. Yeah,
that's a good one. The one with Chris Tuck in it in the video. Yeah, that's a good one.
I think it might be. You want to know something, LeBron?
What?
Yeah. That might be my favorite one. The video,
bro. It's just
everything perfect. About that song was amazing.
Perfect.
And shout out to R. Kelly. You know, he ain't write that, but he wrote. Damn, he wrote some. He wrote a few things for Mike on the way out.
You're Not Alone is my hit.
You're Not Alone.
That shit brings a tear to me. That brings my mind.
Yeah,
I know R. Kelly wrote that.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. and we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Nah, he ain't write that either, but hold on, let me look it up while y'all talking. But he wrote something for Mike on the way out. It just, that's why it just breaks my heart. Like, man, like, damn, man. Like, that's why you don't hear no good R&B no more, man. You took a nigga that write for everybody.
So, I don't know. Have you heard, y'all fuck with Mariah the Scientist?
Yeah, you turned me on to her.
She had a nice little project. Thug's girlfriend. She just dropped a nice little project.
Young Thug?
Yep. Uh-huh.
What?
He was in court saying, I love you. Like, he whispered, I love you. She's talking about she gonna ride. Once that nigga get hit with 10 years, you on to the next fucking celebrity. Lying, bitch. Oh, excuse my language. Serious business,
God
though.
God damn.
You in that life, though. You in that temptations.
Man, I don't know. He got meals. Like, he got M's. You feel me? He might be feeding her. That might keep her long for like 3 more years.
You know who else got M's? Ooh. Yeah, Gunna already told him. Gunna got M's. You know who else got M's? Whoever, give me anybody from Atlanta. I don't know. Usher. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's anybody in the little mix, you know?
So R. Kelly did write You Are Not Alone.
He did? No, he didn't.
I know.
It says Kelly wrote and co-produced Michael Jackson's single You Are Not Alone.
Oh, wow, man.
Talk about a fucking goat. Just blew my nigga's mind. Yes.
So are you single?
Yeah, I'm single, man.
So
yeah,
how get in trouble trying, saying you single on it. You know, we get a lot of views.
Nah, I'm single, man. They know what's up.
Ain't nobody gonna bust you. You single, nigga? All right.
Okay.
I don't know. Somebody might feel
like over your mic.
Yeah. Somebody might feel a way, but like, I mean, technically I am single, you know.
Okay, so being 22 and being single, man, like, I've never been single my whole 20s. I've been with his mom.
Okay, word.
You know what I'm saying? So how does it feel in this time of dating? Do you feel like there's no hope for you? Or you feel like, all right, eventually I'm gonna meet somebody that I would, you know what I mean, jig with, you know what I'm saying, for the long haul? I just like to ask that because, like, I would hate to be a 25-year-old trying to date right now. I know you're 22, but it's like, God damn.
Bro, it's rough out here. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Like, you gotta think, like, we got the inflation of, like, what, OnlyFans?
Yeah.
We got, like, you know, a lot of the different type of raps that's coming out, like, nowadays. Like, the girls are just different. Like,
they different, bro.
They different.
Yeah.
But I think there are still some. You got to find the ones who had, like, the older siblings. Yeah. Or, like, the older parents.
They had a daddy. That played, like,
yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
I was dating this one chick, you know, and it was time to meet Pops. I'm nervous as shit. She said, why are you so nervous? I said, chicks don't usually have daddy. This is the first of me.
Damn.
I ain't never met no dad. Like, I want to meet your dad. This ain't no,
damn.
Man, what type of bitch you? Nah, that's a real thing, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's a real thing for niggas, too. Niggas act a certain way when they don't have their daddy, man.
That was real. That mass incarceration. Y'all ever watch the 13th Amendment?
I've heard about that.
It's a documentary. I don't know where it is. I think it was on Netflix.
I need to get with the shit you be watching, big. Because the opioid epidemic, I watched that shit.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this shit is ridiculous. I should have been rich.
Bro, let me tell y'all. Y'all know when the jail system was created?
Shit, after slavery.
The day after slavery was abolished, they created a jail system.
That's crazy.
They created police. As soon as they freed slaves, they was like, here, go catch all these niggas.
So that shit really was just for us.
Yeah.
Look at the 13th Amendment. Yeah. I'm going to cut y'all. Look at the 13th Amendment. It says you are free unless you break the law.
Yeah, so they made laws like, oh, you got hurt, you poor?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to go to jail, you poor.
Mm-hmm.
So you got people that was freed and went to prison for the rest of their life for getting caught being free.
Man. Bro, that remind me of that movie Life.
That's a real thing, bro. Angola still like it. Angola penitentiary?
Yeah, they got people in Angola. Yeah, they got people in Angola that they can't even pull up their case because the case is so old and DNA, and they just got life. You just in that motherfucker.
Nah, bro, yeah, fuck the jokes.
Life, like, everybody say life is funny. Like, life is hilarious, but life is a fucking horror movie, dog.
It is, man. It can be.
Remember what he said the night before? That's the funniest part of the movie to me. People got their own funny part of life, but the funniest part of life to me is when he said, look, we're going to go to court tomorrow. We're going to go to the gym. We're going to say, judge, and Miss Spanky's booze.
Yeah.
We ain't killed nobody. What's the worst that can happen? Life.
Life.
I ain't doing no motherfucking life. That's a bad movie, dog. That's man.
Crazy, bro. That movie infuriated me, bro.
But just think, I really though, I hate Black history. Like, people like, we need to embrace it. I hate it because it makes me angry, bro.
Man, you need, man, bro, they got to learn the real history, like, bingo. The real history.
Yeah.
And that's what I said, like, fuck Black history as far as teaching the school, because mm-hmm. all it is, slave this, slave yeah. that. George Washington.
They ain't gonna teach you about
dogs hit, hoses hit.
Yeah. They ain't gonna teach you about when we ruled the world. But I think as a people, I'm not gonna just necessarily just cause I fuck with my white people. I fuck with the people that fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? But that's, we give them too much credit on slavery and all that because that's just one piece of history. Like the best thing they ever did was steal history. Everything that, how many times in school did they read off a list to you on how much Black people invented shit?
Man.
Like your,
that's not even half the list.
Your furnace in your house, Black people.
Traffic
lights. Lights. Traffic lights.
And just think about it, though. A lot of...
Refrigerator.
Peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone. You know how much of a hustle you got? I'm tired of walking to these niggas and telling them what I need. I need to be able to call my nigga.
The richest man on earth still to this day was a Black man.
Yeah, but they gonna cover that up, though. You feel me? They gonna say Bill Gates.
I think his name Mansa Musa, if I'm wrong, y'all correct.
Right.
Yeah.
You feel me? The greatest war person in the world ever was, I forgot his name, but it was a Black man. It was an African warrior. He had over like thousands of troops, took over thousands of colonies, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know the only thing that white people invented, just being real?
What's that?
Guns. Guns. We didn't fight with no guns.
Fake.
When you going to capture Indians,
yeah,
and you got a motherfucker hitting you from across the goddamn fuck out. You trying to go pick up Africans and nigga in the bush just goddamn. You gonna create some Smith and Wesson. Let's go Smith and Wesson.
Yeah.
That nigga make guns.
Man, but you know what's crazy? Like, why it's so crazy for people my age, man? They trying to divide us. Like, the Black women and the Black men, they trying to divide us.
Charleston said that, too.
Like, they really are. That whole, y'all know that page on Instagram? What's it called? Like, Justin LaBoy?
Yeah, Justin L.A. Yeah. LaBoy.
Bro, that page was made to divide our minds, like, from each other, bro. All they do is just post, like,
dumbass
shit
against, like, yeah, like us going against. You don't see any other race doing it.
No. You don't want to know what else you don't see?
What's that?
When have you ever seen a white woman on Facebook talking about my baby daddy this, my baby daddy, niggas ain't shit. White, you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, it's like
constant negativity on both ends.
Yeah.
It is, bro.
Both ends.
Yeah. If that nigga ain't paying your rent on the first night, find you somebody else.
Yeah, like, yeah. Damn.
If a chick don't call you after 9:30, she suck. Bro, I unfollowed that nigga, bro. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if it was a man or not, but let me go one step farther. Have you ever heard, you know the term, strong Black woman? You ain't never heard of no other race. That's a strong Asian woman.
Yeah.
That's a strong white, bro.
I can give you that. I can give you that. I can give them that on this. The Black woman, to me, is the most preyed upon, damaged. Sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got to think, like, men... As men, we find ways to cope. We go do music, you know, not saying that women don't. We go and sit, we go and do drugs, some people go and drink. You know what I'm saying? We handle our trauma and our pain differently. Women, women, especially a good woman, a good Black woman, from the beginning has been the, this thing like this, even with religion. What's the number one thing it says as soon as you read the Bible? First there was man. That means, bitch, you on the back burner.
We came
first. Keep it real.
Uh-huh.
Keep it real.
And he was bored, so he made him a companion.
Yeah, but did he?
Pop Daddy?
Why do we get Mother Earth, Mother Nature? She got,
I thought you said did he.
She
like
got,
that.
No, I'm saying,
yeah.
Did he? Where do we get these terms? Mother Nature.
Uh-huh.
Planet Earth, Mother Earth.
Yeah.
she got one son. It says that in the beginning of the Bible.
Yeah.
Mother Earth.
So you say the woman came first? Like, what are you trying to say?
Who knows? Yeah. I'm just saying, like, the black woman is, like, the most put aside. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's fucked up.
Single motherhood is a disease.
Black woman is the only woman on earth that has called it, it's called an Eve gene. They can give birth to any type of life.
Yeah, and they have all the organs. The women have all the organs of the earth inside them.
Yeah.
Like reproductive, just like, come on. If it was, if men had to have babies, it'd be one nigga on earth. It'd be that one nigga.
Yeah.
I'll be, hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I'll be happy. I'll be.
Come on now.
Every day.
Niggas ain't going through no.
Be happy what?
I'm a dude every day.
Come on now. Women have periods. That's the most grueling thing as a woman until she stops at 50.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's like, kind of rough. That transition.
Fake.
So, but why in every religion there's first there's man, then there's you. You.
I don't know. That's a good topic.
It is.
I'm just saying. I ain't trying to get
the tail over.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ask you this to change topics a little bit. Why do you think it's, I ain't gonna say change topics, but why do you think it's so many religions, so many gods, but it's only one evil? It's the devil ever. You know what I mean? It's so many religions.
I think it's the same reason. If you're asking me, I think it's the same reason why you got niggas that's from Louisville, but say, I'm a Duke fan.
I got on something like this.
I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan. Like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, it's just divided. It's divided. Like, religion is to divide. You telling me if I'm in China and I don't believe in Jesus Christ, I'm going to hell. I was never taught this.
Yeah.
Come on now. Like, this is it's a fucked up. Nah, it's a fucked up thing.
That was always nothing ever made sense to me though. I was just like, bro, like you can't help if somebody's teaching you a certain way.
Yeah. So I'm confused. Now I think it all leads back to one thing. Now I'm not saying like I believe in God. I believe there's a lot of prophets. I believe, you know what I mean? There's prophets today that's trying to tell us like you can, I can say what y'all want about Charleston. But like
fuck with Charleston.
Like he said, when I had a bow tie and I was talking, you know, trying to get y'all to listen to me.
They respect the ignorance and shit.
They do, bro. But that's just the time we live in. When you had a brother Malcolm, a brother Martin, it was easy to listen to them because they talking against our oppressors. Now we are with the oppressor. We fuck with the oppressor. We're going to eat what they give us. They going, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a different time, bro. Like, I don't know. But I think all religions lead back
I'm ask you this.
One thing.
You said we more interactive with the oppressor. What people, y'all remember Black Wall Street?
Yeah.
Remember it got burned down, it's domed down?
Everything we ever had got burned down.
But it got built back up. You want to know what happened?
What happened?
Integration.
Yeah.
When they said, oh shit, I ain't got to spend my money. I can go out to the white, I can go out to the good mall and spend my money. I can go out to the white folks. And that's what killed a lot of Black-owned businesses.
I'm wondering about that. Like, why don't we ever, like, you know, have nice, you feel me? Like, it's we got nice stuff too. Like,
yeah.
What they call it, damn, I forgot what I had in my head, but to me, that's the worst thing that we ever did.
Was it did.
Like, if you don't want me sitting at your counter, I'm not sitting at your counter. Fuck your counter.
I'm like that today. Remember St. Matthew's Mall had it?
I'm out of here.
They were trying to boycott St. Matthew. Fuck that. If they don't want me out there, I'm not spending my money out there.
You feel what I'm saying? But now it's a... But not even now. Even then, back then, let's say 30s. Let's just go back as far as 1930s. That shit before that. Fuck it, before that. Fuck it. The Temptations
just
time.
Fuck it, yeah.
About like the way they wore their hair and everything to fuck with the white folks at a certain point. And now don't get us wrong. We fuck. We talking about oppressors. We fuck with our white folks to fuck with us, but. To fuck with your oppressor, like to go to the malls back in the day and get a fresh hat from a white teller that everybody goes to.
Use the
mall. Oh, fuck you niggas.
Yeah.
It's been going on since even then. You could walk down a block and you got on a badass suit. You know what I mean? You driving the latest car.
That made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's a
you
real
feel
thing.
What I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
So how do you feel about like designer clothes and like, because I don't own that one bread. Like I'm not caught up in the, because that's the young, I ain't going to say so much a young crowd, make me feel old, but I see young niggas caught up. Back in my day, if you had a Dickie fit, maybe some jeans and a white tee, you was the fresh Jordan, you was the man. These niggas, young niggas is buying the Miris and Palm Angel clothes and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, like I'm not against the design of shit, but like it don't mean nothing. Like it's just clothes. Like I don't think just because it's Dior is better. Like you feel me? I'll be finding stuff like out of the thrift. Like you feel me? I'll be thrifting. Yeah, all types of stuff.
My, my younger homie be thrifting too. He be finding some shit too.
You know what I'm saying? For the low, shit be like $5-$15. You know what I'm saying?
Retro shit.
Yeah, like this jacket was thrifted. I bought these pants probably like $10.
It's nice though.
Yeah, it's clean. That's good. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, I'll pay you hundreds of dollars for that coat.
Man,
I'm the graphic tee king, man. It's just $15 on Amazon.
I fuck with the graphic tees too. Cause the graphic tees is a self-expression within itself. You might see a motherfucker with a I got bitches shirt and just like, you got bitches? Like, nah, I just like the shirt.
You feel me? But on some real shit, dressing, like styling, is all about your confidence in like how you wear it. You can wear whatever, but like if you wearing it, it's gonna hit every time, man. You can wear the most simple thing. You could be just a white tee guy all day. But if you feeling yourself rocking them white tees, man, can't nobody tell you that.
My whenever I have ever wore designer, I don't even take pictures.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
does Nike count as designer? Like Nike or Levi's? Nah, I ain't got on
designer. Like
I wear a fake designer.
I wore the Gucci fit on her with the Gucci hat and stuff, but that was a gift.
Yeah.
I guess my wife, like I want to match. You know what I'm saying? But me, like, man, to me, it's just like, man, I hate motherfuckers that want to be like everybody else. Like when Gucci did the little whole thing with about them being racist and Boosie walked past, like, y'all, you know they don't like y'all, and y'all standing in the line, like, that's the oppression. Like, we so fucked up about, we don't even want to even look up a black designer, like, fuck it, who's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
facts. That's all I do now, like, I rock my homie shit now.
Yeah.
Like,
what's this shit? Plug your shit real quick.
So, shit, you got that Close Detail, shout out my bro Leaky, you feel me, that Close Detail 28.
You gotta get him on here.
Man, facts, man, he from Gary, he from up there, but like, I promise, like, his shit down here, it was some people down here I was rocking with too, you know what I'm saying? All types of stuff, rock, black owned. Like clothes, like a lot of people styling some fine shit now.
Man, I got some Stay Busy, some coupons, 25% off, Stay Busy Apparel. He was on here. That's how I got plugged with your buddy. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm gonna ask you this, Lo. So, have you ever, like,
pass that tail to me?
Have you ever, I ain't gonna say, you know, but like, you ever, you know, some guy that got, you ever blade somebody's chick that, You got your thrift stuff on. You got, you know, I ain't trying to brag on you. You got your fit. You didn't pay $35, but you messing with a nigga's bitch. He got a $10,000 fit. You know what I mean? You know.
Oh my God, look, bro. And this is the crazy facade. This is why people need to get off social media all day. Look, bro. It do not matter. Like, girls will act like that shit matter. Like, and yeah, they like, you know.
Hold on. But keep the story going. But Taji, what I tell you, go ahead. Keep the story going.
Like
you did.
They act like that shit matter. You know what I'm saying? But it don't, bro. If you got the gift of gab, like you can.
Definitely.
You feel me? If you can just, you know, talk, say what you want to her, it's easy, man.
I ain't gonna lie. That's,
hold
that's
on. Didn't I tell you? I think niggas wear that for other niggas because females don't care about that shit, bro.
Yes. Listen, the first thing a nigga think about, a lame nigga think about is everybody else when they putting that shit on, when they going to, you feel me? Like, and I'm gonna tell you this, growing up, like my people's had money, but they not, you not about to look like a D-boy.
Like, no lie.
My mama didn't want you to have golds and chain and all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, I grew up like that. I grew up wearing how you feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is today and times and even then, people always think that they gives you a status. Even back in the day, when we, you know, our ancestors, they felt like it give you status to have a certain thing on or drive a certain car. But like you said, the gift of gab. A nigga can have $1 million, take his chick to Papado's Ruth Chris every night, and she's still gonna want the nigga that can give her time.
Yeah.
Something as simple as and time.
Tell her what she wanna hear. I got a story. Go back, if y'all watching, dedicated fans, if y'all go back and look in my story when one of these old podcasts when we had the girls on here, the mesh up episode, them buffs I had on, fake as shit. No lie. Well, I'm gonna tell you though.
They look good,
the chick, but look, the chick I was dealing with at the time, I kind of dogged her out for the simple fact a nigga pulled up Whoever pulled up at work selling some fake shit. Obviously, it's fake. It's in the back trunk of a car.
Yeah.
I'm like, why the fuck would you spend $600 on some fake shit? She cashed out glasses. I'm like, for all that, you could have went to Nike.com. Mm-hmm. I'm not bragging on that you bought some fake stuff. Well, I got to do what I do for my kids. Like, she bought fake Gucci hats and purses. Like,
yeah.
But I kind of laughed. I'm like, why would you do that shit,
though? It gives you status, man.
Bro. I'm like, why don't you go to Nike? Baby Gap or something. I don't know, fucking know. Navy, Old Navy or something.
It's the same reason why a motherfucker buy their kids Jordans and post and say, my kids got them. You know, like my thing is, like, we post shit for status. Like, who cares? Like, who cares? Like, if I ask my son tonight, do you want the Jordans this weekend? No. Can you find me some Yeezys? Cause I like Kanye West.
My man shaking his head backer. He said he want the J's. He's talking about. Shit. He said cap. He said he want the new J's.
He want the Yeezys. I'm telling you. Listen, kids only want what you providing. I got a million stories of kids or people that grow up with. I'm get the J's every weekend. I get this. I get that. You feel me? That's a status as a certain age. But once you got to go buy your own shit. That's when it's like, nigga, I need a brick.
Yeah. But hold on, let me ask you this, though. Have you ever, you know, Instagram and the image, that's more popular with the younger folks. So I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever met somebody, particularly a woman or man?
I don't know, though. Huh? I forget what you're saying, but I don't know. Because you got to think. All of that stuff.
It's mode idiots. Yeah, it's mode idiots.
So it's a lot of our era just caught up in it.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever pulled up on somebody... I like met somebody off the internet that didn't like, damn, you portray this on the internet, but you live in a different, whole different, like.
Man, hell yeah, man. Oh my God, bro. I know a couple of fake gangsters, bro.
Oh man.
Internet
gangsters is crazy, bro. Internet gangsters is wild. Yeah, bro. I know a couple of that. Or like the girl who be like talking shit. About, like, everybody who not on their shit, but then you pull up on her and she not on her shit. Yeah.
Right.
I know one of those, too.
You ever got that air mattress pussy? That air mattress pussy is a motherfucker, boy. Go on, tell the truth, B. Excuse me, I got it. Hold on, baby. You got a little patch right there. Let me... You know you in for a while, man, babe. Come on now.
By the morning, you on the floor. This motherfucker...
No shade to the air mattress. No shade to the air mattress.
Yeah, nope. Do what you gotta do.
Yo. Mm. I mean, like, you know, shit.
That's a motherfucker, ain't it?
Hey, man.
I was on air mattress the other day. If I knew the brand of that air mattress, I would give it a shout out because I thought I'm a big guy. And I sat on the air mattress that didn't flop down and did nothing. So I even did the little air mattress. I'm like, this is a box spring on? No, it was an air mattress about this fucking thick, bro. It was a solid.
Yeah. Like, and you boned on it?
Yes, I did.
Hey, yeah.
Shout out to that air mattress. That's a whole commercial.
Yeah,
this bone.
That's my thing though. Like, niggas, y'all know, man, we ain't turning down nothing because of air mattress. We'll fuck on the floor.
Ain't nobody ever turned down.
Nah, but see, those are the niggas you gotta worry about. Niggas talking about niggas is sus and down low niggas. Them niggas that care too much about certain shit. Like,
let me ask you this. You about to say it.
I'm gonna get the coochie how I get the coochie. I don't give a fuck.
Have you ever turned down some pussy because it was hairy? You ever turned down? I ain't never met a nigga say that. Well, hairy, I'm not. Huh?
Nah, not hairy. Nah. Smelly. Yeah.
Oh, you got that.
That's understandable because it could be unhealthy, but yeah, ladies.
Hairy, nah. Hell
ladies,
nah.
Watch these niggas that got discrepancies on how they get it.
Yo,
where they get it. All these niggas that be like, you get on too much makeup. Like, nigga, do you do makeup?
Right.
Bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, how do you fucking know?
You got on a wig.
You ain't blended right.
Right, come on. your wig. Come on, niggas. I don't do no hair. It look good, baby. Let's go.
Your lace front showing shit. Let it show, motherfucker.
Yes, niggas, dog. Like, no offense, but god damn, nigga. I hate it.
But like, what if you like, you know, you pull up on her wig, like, shifted, like,
shit. What have you been doing, bitch? I'm gonna ask them what you've been doing, but I ain't gonna criticize it. Now, if we're going out, baby, go put a hat on or something. But if I'm coming to a bone and your wig is halfway off,
hell yeah. Nah, I don't give a fuck.
Hang that motherfucker back up. Nah. Look good. You ain't got to look good for me. I'm
nah, face. If I'm just pulling up to crack, man, look, if I'm just pulling up to bone, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be caring, like, so, nah, I don't give a fuck. What you wearing on it?
So what y'all think about the women that be like, you hollering at me and I ain't even looking like nothing today, like...
That shit weird. Hey, I hate.
I hate that shit too.
I hate fake humbleness. That's what it is. Yeah. Fake humbleness. Bro.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you though, niggas, we like to see you how you might look in the morning
shut
after.
Up, God, that's what they don't understand. It's like, why would you want me to always see you when you did up?
And then that day like, you don't, bitch. What happened to her?
Fake. Like you want me to like wake up next to you, be like, dang. Like, you feel me? You don't want
this.
I had a chick, bro. She was a little young. I'm like, damn, you don't leave the house without beating your face up and drawing your eyebrows. We just going to get a quick bite to eat. Oh, I got to look pretty and who does this and that, man. Go on the fuck. It's 95 degrees outside. Get the fuck on. Like, I don't know.
It's 95
I ain't picky, bro.
Outside.
I know this one chick. She came outside, man, and she had her wig on and had a headband on top of it. Like, damn, it's windy outside. I'm like, okay, you don't want to lose that motherfucker. She had the headband tying down the wig.
I ain't one of them niggas, baby. Like, if you want to wear a wig, wear your wig, especially if it look good. If you want to wear a little makeup, wear your little makeup. I ain't one of them niggas, but I just hate when niggas try to, what you doing? Where you going? Why you got this on? Nigga, shut the fuck up. Nigga, what's wrong with you? Like, I want a woman to have her own identity.
Yeah.
Like, her own thing going on. Like, when people be talking about the 50-50 shit. Like, 50-50 comes natural when you with a boss woman. When you with a bitch that don't have nothing, she needs your 75 to 100%.
Let me ask you something. I'm going to say this. Not ask you, I'm going to tell you something. AB, get ready to drop some gems. I'm going to give you a gem. You know, I give my gems every once in a while.
You do.
Just give me about 2 minutes. Hold on.
Shit.
At 50-50 shit, this goes to... All the ladies that's out there handling business on their own.
Yeah.
This is the first of the month. Christmas is coming.
You take 50%.
A woman that paid her rent, then paid up cable, car note, insurance, that, doing it all by herself. If a nigga come up to you, hey, baby, let me take 30, 40% of this load off. Let me take your car payment. Let me take the LG&E. You think they're going to say no?
No.
That shit only bought and... Only bothers bum bitches. They ain't got nothing.
Exactly.
Of course they don't want a nigga to bring 100% because you ain't got nothing.
Exactly.
But if a working woman, I even say, man, okay, you paying $1,200 a month in rent, another $500 a month in car payment, another $300. I come to you, let me take care of your car payment, $500. I ain't right. Got all of it. Ain't no real woman going to say no to that. Nah, no, nigga, I want the 100%.
Because a real woman is handling her business. So if she get a nigga that fucks with her and she can trust him, she's taking what you gotta think. It's women out here that fuck with niggas that don't do nothing
at all.
They sit in the house all day. They go, females go work 16, 17 hours at the hospital or the nursing home. And she just want a nigga there. She just want a nigga there. You feel what I'm saying? But the average chick they don't have nothing going on and don't plan on having nothing going on, they want a nigga to come in to pay everything. Like, because it's just what they want. And what fucks me up about it is when they have women that have daddies that didn't even do that. Like, you didn't even see your daddy taking care of everything at home, but you want me because
that shit,
didn't
have that shit not realistic in today's time. Look, everything costs so much, bro. You think that you can, like, you have to be making, like, yeah, like, a lot of money, like, some extraordinary shit.
That's why I hate the niggas on the internet that be rich. Yeah. Fake rich niggas that get on there and be like, hey, yo, man, if I seen this one nigga, it's a short nigga on Facebook. I wish I knew his name because I'd drop it.
Yeah, and we gonna jump him when we see you.
Like, I literally wanted to be like, nigga, you got me fucked up, nigga. Yeah. He's talking about a 50-50, because I pay most of the bills.
Yeah.
But that's just naturally how we've always been. I've been with my wife forever, and we married.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother thing when you married. If my wife don't want to go to work tomorrow, okay. You feel me? But the nigga try to say, a 50-50 man always gonna cheat because he's cheating himself. He got you helping paying bills.
What type of
shit is you talking about? My people that are successful, you think Beyonce and Jay-Z ain't going in on the jet together? Fact. Like, shit.
Look, bro, don't be a pick me ass nigga. Don't be like one of them fake tricking niggas. Like,
yeah.
Cause soon as your bitch find another nigga she like and this nigga got half the money you got, but all the dick she want.
Facts,
you gone.
And do not.
That's the gym for your ass, huh?
I done plenty of bitches that got a high profile nigga back in the day, and I'm a regular Joe. Like, but I got the gift of gab, and I want to listen to her talk.
Facts, man. Don't post your racks. Look,
come
bro,
on, man.
Do not post your racks trying to bait women, bro. It's so
the worst thing.
Corny as fuck.
Hey, it's so corny, bro. Look, hey, they do not give a fuck about that shit.
No.
Like, you feel me?
A bum bitch will, but she still, when you gone,
facts.
She going to fuck with Tay-Tay around the corner. They got dick, dropping dick on her. Fuck yeah. Money. This nigga just got dick.
And weed.
And weed. And she like pills.
And a dirty gun.
In a dirty gun, though.
You understand? I'm telling you, bro.
Let me ask you this. Oh, go ahead.
No.
Let me ask you this. Could you date an OnlyFans?
Cool.
You date a chick that had OnlyFans off.
See, you didn't ask this last time. You said a stripper.
Oh,
well, OnlyFans.
OnlyFans is different.
OnlyFans is it's differences. It is differences. Me personally, I don't judge none of that shit. I mean, you get it how you get it. Right now. Nah, because look, I got a son, so nah, I can't do it. You feel me?
Yeah. Couldn't?
Nah, I got a kid, so it's like everything is
so with your baby mama couldn't. So say you meet a chick tomorrow that's getting that
Sauce Walker
type money.
Yeah.
See, to me, it's different. See, to me,
fuck, I wouldn't hate on, like, date.
Yeah.
Call her, like,
see, that's
my girlfriend.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's different.
That's my little vibe. I can be a little vibe with her.
But what if she...
My girlfriend.
What if she... what if you vibing with her? You really fuck with her? You know what I'm saying? Y'all kicking it. And she show you 30... I made 30 bands this month. And I get... here, I'm going to just give you 5. There's zero interaction with these niggas. I just literally post my feet.
I got a story.
Oh, just the feet?
I'm just saying. Cool. Just saying.
The feet, cool. I don't give a feet. You post feet all day. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, no dude want that girl, like...
Facts, though. Like, being infatuated by...
Yeah.
Bro, I was... I ain't gonna say dealing with a chick, but we'll mess around, and I might trick off of make a couple of dollars with her, but I want some late night shit. She called me over. We just chilling, and she showed me her OnlyFans material. And I just looked at her different, bro. She was getting a train ran on about Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino, but...
Say it's exclusive.
But Rick Pitino and Russ Smith, like an old geezer white man. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay.
I couldn't even, like, damn. Like, I just looked at her different after that, bro. I couldn't do nothing with it.
Damn.
And I got one more story. Speaking of dating OnlyFans, I know a chick, she had OnlyFans. She been having it for about 3 or 4 years. And, like, she's the real OnlyFans. She's on there.
She actually.
Anal fucking cum shots, everything. And no lie, bro.
It's a porn star.
And so she's in a new relationship, right? But no lie, bro. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable. And you still posting the videos and OnlyFans videos. No lie, dudes. Dudes being very blessed.
Could you make one with your girl, though? Like OnlyFans and you smashing your girl. People paying for y'all to see y'all smash. But it's just you.
Nah. I just can't do it. Just me right now.
I mean, that's just real shit, though, because some niggas say they'll do it because they want some money.
Yeah.
But then argue with the bitch and break up with her long term.
I know myself. One, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
So I'm going to ask y'all this. Could y'all date? Okay, she did OnlyFans in the past, but she still posted old videos and stuff, but that man is 3 to 4 times bigger than you. I couldn't do it, bro. I don't see how that nigga does it, bro. That nigga's cock is fucking big as a Subway sandwich. I don't give a fuck what you did in the past, but she still posted the shit, though. Like, if you can go on her Twitter right now, bro, and see her still posting.
I'm going to tell you this.
I'll show it to you when we get off here.
If a female told me.
I don't know what, you know.
If a female showed me, like, she was in love with me and was shit like that, and it was like, yeah, but my ex had a horse dick.
Now you can look on Twitter and see her getting throat fucked. Like, I couldn't do it, bro.
To me, in my heart, she would never be satisfied.
Bro, I would look at her different, bro.
But I'm gonna ask y'all this. Say everything we say we wouldn't fuck with. Like, I wouldn't fuck with no porn star. I wouldn't fuck with this and that. But every time you felt like that in your heart, she buy you anything that you can think of. Mm. Just like anything you want. Like, what you want, a Lamborghini, nigga? Like, what?
Fuck, no, I'm sorry. I'm gonna get it myself somehow, bro. I promise.
Shit. Something. Are you mad, Big? So you don't want the Lamborghini outside I just got for you?
That's different. That's like that's like 1% of the world.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. What if you pick up that first one?
Fuck with each other. Motherfuckers might even see us out. It might even, you feel me? But like, I ain't take you home to my OG. I'm not taking you home to my mama. Because look, what she gonna be like, how she make money, son?
Mama.
And then I gotta tell her that she be busting at
you. Yeah, eat her, mama.
All on camera for thousands of motherfuckers.
So let me ask y'all this. I got two parts. How do you feel about the simp ass nigga that spent 70, the nigga that spent 70 bands on Ruby Rose in 1 month?
Hey, man.
On OnlyFans.
That nigga look like a, hey, bro, y'all seen he was with Juice WRLD, RIP Juice.
Yeah. I wonder what he do though. Like, to spend that much money on a bitch you ain't never fuck. I guess a lot of jacking off.
Nah, he need help, bro. Look, I don't
something wrong with it,
bro. Nah, he need help. He spent some people's salary, some people's life savings on a girl he ain't even touched. And when he took the picture, y'all, he ain't even grab a ass.
Nah, bitch, you owe me something. What Samuel say?
I'm putting my hand on the cheek of something
around the way. I'm leaving with something.
Bro.
I'm leaving with something.
I'm around the way.
Hey, bro.
Man.
You might as well, like, man, I didn't spend 70 bands. You
hey,
can, you can be the smut video. Out. I beat up. You just ride my face for an hour and a half. I'm something. I'm got something. You if you got 70 bands to trick out on a,
you know, Gates, you know, Gates was spending money on her too, though.
He's
like, I couldn't. He's, what he say in that Super Gremlin? Ruby Rose, I can't wait to have your my tongue deep in your ass.
She's from Lexington.
What?
Yeah, Lexington.
I got a homie, bro. He gonna be geeked. I told this story. I swear he gonna be geeked.
Come on, tell the story now.
Man, I got a homie, bro. His name Dylan. Nah, it ain't even nothing major. He just like, he went to the same school at the same time they seen her run track. He just, like, you feel me, confirming she from Lexington and shit. But he be bringing up that story. Yeah. But yeah, bro, she from Lexington.
That's a hard
what's that nigga?
If your chick make it. You know what I mean?
It is, bro.
I know some niggas mad about Cardi B because I know she's from the hood.
But you can't. Hindsight's 2020, bro. She was probably an old hood smut.
You seen Cardi B before?
I've seen her before. I'm just saying, if I cut on the TV now and seen her, she's a millionaire. Like, God.
Yeah, they probably tighten their chest a little bit.
I'm going to tell you who's a fucked up nigga who's probably fucked up about this shit. The nigga who Beyonce went to prom with, and he broke up with her for a bum bitch. Ooh wee,
I'm not gonna lie, bro. If you in this lifetime had dumped Beyonce, I know you shitty. Like,
ooh wee,
you played on Beyonce, you shitty.
Mm-mm.
Or Rihanna.
I'm trying to find a nigga from Lexington. It's a rapper.
It's a rapper.
Yeah, it's a rapper from Lexington. I was asking, did you know him?
Shout out Sexy Red, cause
fuck Sexy Red.
I know between Sexy Red and Keisha Cole. I could probably hit them both.
You don't like the bow bow. You don't like this.
Fuck my baby.
She makes hot music, but
shout out.
I seen the video.
Shout out Gucci Man. Gucci Man made this shit possible. Rap what you want to rap. Fuck these niggas. I'm gonna rap how I want to rap.
I seen her twerking barefoot in a jail. Free my baby, dad. Free my baby. Like, she got to be a plant or something. That's not a real person, bro.
Now she ain't no plant though.
Her baby daddy's got to be the happiest niggas in jail to ever, nigga. You know my baby mama, nigga? Y'all niggas jacking off to my baby mama, nigga. She sent a commissary like a mother.
I'm happy because, yeah, like, our kids taken care of.
Yeah.
But hell nah. Shorty shit just got leaked.
Yeah.
Yo, baby, yo son, like, nah, but like, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like.
But dude was lame, though, recording and then dropping it, like. Niggas, y'all, that's the reason why I don't fuck with niggas. If you're going to expose a bitch, you're going to tell on me.
Let me ask y'all this. How y'all feel about Lena, the plug, and Adam 22?
I got a hype.
His wife?
Go ahead.
Man, look, bro, look.
Yeah.
This man's evil. Look, I want y'all to pay attention to motherfuckers like Adam 22. Like, damn, like, you feel me? Hey, look, I ain't going to lie. I still want to come on no jumping shit, so ain't no shade, bro. But you weird for this. I'm going to say it. Look, bro. You are pimping out your wife. That's the weirdest shit. He's like pimping out his baby mama, bro. Like, it's weird.
I think he's doing what makes him feel better about the shit. Yeah, at this point,
bro, I seen a small clip. It was like that little show they had, right? Each nigga was coming in and showing their stuff. Oh my crazy, god! Bro. Look, he's like, it's him and Lena on the couch But the niggas were, oh my God, look how.
Bro, and my thing is, they got a daughter, like.
They got a daughter?
Yo, yeah, they got a daughter. Like your daughter is seeing her mom. Like, look how you treating your daughter's mom. So how you think she going to, like, process, like, set? Like, you feel me? She going to be like, this shit ain't nothing. Like, you don't know what she going to do.
I feel the same way about Blueface and them daughter and Kershawn's daughter.
I got a confession.
Son.
Could you be a security for a prostitute? A chick offered me to be security. Like, she told me, like, I just want you to be here. Because she, that's her thing.
Keep me safe.
I mean, I ain't no prostitute, but I got a couple of, like, stripper homegirls. I done, you feel me? I done went to little shits and shit with them. You feel me? Make sure they was straight and shit like that.
I mean, I love women. Like, I love being around women. You know what I'm saying? Especially a real woman. Like, no matter what she got going on, she just real about it. Like, fuck it. This is what's going on right now. So I could see myself doing that, being like a companion while you go strip. Make sure motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You know, not too touchy-feely, you know, even though they get in the club, but...
For sure, just making sure they straight, like, a couple homegirls, and they gonna look out, you feel me? You know, they break bread. That's one thing about black women. Like, when you in a black woman, good graces, they gonna break bread.
Hell yeah, shit,
Let me ask you this, though. It's a pleasure coming, you know, stopping by. So, if you wanted to see somebody, what's the next person you want to see on her? But you gotta be able to make it call or make it text, like, hey...
Right now?
Not right now, but you know what I mean.
Like, sure,
but nah, just in the future, near future, you know, just...
Bro, that's a hard question because there's so many people I would like to see on it. You know, shout out Hindsight, like Latre Dillon, Susie Tatiana. Anna.
Anna B?
Yeah.
She been on before.
Yeah, Anna B been on here.
She on tweet.
Yeah.
Shout out Anna B. She's on her fitness trying to get that booty fat.
Yeah, because the stage is getting bigger. The checks is what she say?
She said she trying to get her booty bigger because the stage is getting bigger.
That's the old studio. Yeah, I was on that.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, shout out to Hunger. And then, who else? Shit.
Y'all got to check.
Beast Sim and shit. Tay Beast. Hey, look, I want y'all to get my nigga Tay Beast. I don't know if y'all say y'all ain't know him, but y'all can get my nigga Tay Beast on the podcast, bro.
I'm going to check him out tonight. And we got to get, I'm trying to work out something, get DJ Murph on, man. DJ Murph,
he hosted the
tape. Yep. So, what was I about to say? You know, the podcast is Big and Lazy, man. Yeah, I give us something big, something good to eat, lazy, and something good to watch.
Okay, something good to eat. Is it like a restaurant or a specific dish?
Shit. Anything. Restaurant, anything. Dish, whatever you want
to. Something good to eat, man.
Are you chitlins?
Nah, hell nah.
It's a new generation, man. Niggas ain't eating no chitlins, man.
I don't eat pork, though. But okay. That's just me. But it ain't even no religious. If I could eat pork, I would. I'm just like, it fucked my stomach up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn, something good. All right, look. So this is something interesting. From where I'm from, they had this place called Sharks, right? And I got into a whole, like, little Twitter debate. Like,
you got Sharks here, too?
They do. Yeah. So get some of that, because it's actually really good. Like, it's actually smacking out of it.
Not to cut you off, but why do Arab niggas cook so good?
Well, I ain't never thought I'd see an Arab chilling chicken.
Passion, bro.
They got hustle, nigga. What you eat?
And give us something good to watch, man.
Something good to watch? Elysium. I don't know if y'all ever seen that movie, bro. Elysium is a good-ass movie. I just watched that this morning.
What is it about? I mean, just a little briefing. Is anybody in it that we might know?
Damn, I ain't gonna lie. I swear it's a good movie. It's like award-winning and everything, but probably not. Like, these ain't like super big-time names, but like... All right, so it's like Earth in the future, right? Maybe like 2135. Mm-hmm. And they got this civilization that's above Earth that everything's good on there. Like cancer, there's no cancer, there's no sickness. You can get healed, right? So this dude down on Earth, something happened at his job. You feel me? That might be going too deep into it, but it's like social construction.
Where you working and watching it?
Netflix. It's on Netflix right now.
Mm-hmm. It's called what?
Elysium.
Elysium?
I'm ready to look it up.
That shit, bro.
No, I'm going to put you on the
screen. Elysium.
You fuck with Giordano's? The pizza place? The deep dish pizza place?
Oh, yeah.
My cousin got one. We went to Indianapolis about 2 months ago. He still got one in the freezer. I'm going to steal it from him, bro. What is I it? Bought the motherfucker, huh?
What was it again?
The deep dish pizzas. Like, it's a one in Indianapolis. You can buy, like, the frozen and take home. Yeah. He still ain't cooked that bitch.
Man, shut up. Go to Chicago, man. That's where
Chicago is. Look, and then don't, like, try Uncle Remus and shit. Like, Harold's and shit is cool, but, like, Sharks and shit is cool. Uncle Remus. If you ever go to Chicago, get Portillo's, too.
Yeah.
And hot dogs. It's delicious.
Oh, you fuck with Portillo? Y'all know about Portillo?
Yeah.
You turn me. It's close to the restaurant you turned me, the breakfast spot.
Pancakes? Yolks. What's it called? Yolks? Yolks is a motherfucker, too.
Yolks, and that's bad there.
Yeah, Wildberry yolks. Pancakes. Nigga, get the cinnamon roll pancakes, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man. I don't know why Chicago is, like, my favorite place. And I've been to Cali and all that. But Chicago is, like...
It's a different...
Fuck with Chicago, man. Like, the weeds have, but it's, like...
It's a good vibe in that city, yeah. Bro. I just stayed down... The cinnamon roll pancakes at Wildberry... I think it's Wildberry. I can't think of the name. Bro, it was just so delicious, bro.
Y'all could smell the weed sometimes when you're driving to Chicago in the summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smell it.
That's the best time to go. Like, I took... Like, my son's birthday... I got 2 kids, 6 and 12, same mama. And I took them, their birthdays is August 12th and August 9th.
Oh, really? Mm.
I took them to Chicago this past August. Cause I was like, damn, I can't think of nothing to get them. Just, but my oldest, like I said, he loved Kanye West.
What?
This motherfucker almost cried. I took him to Kanye's house.
Oh, really?
Wow, that shit crazy, bro.
Dad, you're the best dad.
Damn.
Oh, ass, man. Yeah.
Shout out to
Chicago.
It's some little Leos too, man. August 13th. It's my son's birthday on bro.
Yeah. Leo's
my brother died August 13th.
Damn.
And JoJo was born August 16th, 3 days later.
Damn, well, August is a crazy time, man. Like
it is.
I feel like some great people born in that little time right there too, you know.
But before we get out of here, you want to get a message? About where can they find you at IG?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. All platforms. This is music, IG, everything. June, like the month. And then Dwayne. So D-E-W-A-Y-N-E. And a message I want to give out to everybody, man. Continue to be yourself. You feel me? Continue to do you. And just don't stop.
I got one more question for you. What's this JD?
Oh, yeah. Man. Let me explain, man. So have y'all ever heard of, like, you know the story of D.B. Cooper?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
So D.B. Cooper, he was this hijacker. I don't know if it was like the 50s, 60s, or 70s.
It was in the
70s. All right. So, you know, he hijacked the plane. Like, he was on the plane, right? Mm-hmm. Made him, say he had a bomb, made him land. They loaded, like, what, $500,000?
Yeah.
And, like, back then, that's, like, worth millions. Like, yeah, back then. Yeah. So, like, he had them loaded on, right? And they couldn't do nothing because he had a plane, a bomb on the plane. They scared. I don't even think he really had a bomb. And he made them put parachutes on the plane. He after like one flight, he had the money and shit. And then during like his little destination that he requested, he jumped with the money, bro. With the money, and they never found that nigga.
Never found that nigga, bro.
Successful hijacking. I don't know, like.
So how's that like, right? Like, you finesse it with the story, like...
Yeah, I don't know why it inspired me. I'm like, bro, that nigga's crazy, and he really did that shit. And I like how cool he did it. He didn't really threaten nobody. Even the flight attendant said he was nice. They was just saying, dude, smoking a lot. I smoke a lot. You feel me? So, J.D. Cooper, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, you know, I be fly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I be jumping out. You feel me? I always be usually having shades. I ain't got my Coopers on today.
Okay.
But, I got some, too. I just ain't warm yet on her.
Facts type shit. You feel me? So, J.D. Cooper, it's like D.B. Cooper. I said it in the song. Like, I was like, all white. This ain't Max and Ruby. I'm too fly. Call me J.D. Cooper. I'm too in the flex and call me Lex Luger. Like, it was just in the song, and it just stuck.
That's a good story.
I appreciate that. And they had like a Netflix.
They got a movie.
One of them special. Yeah, they had like, where is D.B. Cooper? They just recently dropped a... They ain't never find D.B. Cooper, bro. He's just...
He might have died when he jumped out, bro.
Yeah, you never know. But he jumped like in the middle of a forest type shit.
You say he got parachutes.
He did.
But you got to think, he was in the middle of a fucking
forest. And it was like raining.
Yeah.
And it was like... They say they think he died. And they found some of the money.
Yeah.
Like washed up somewhere. He may have died. But who knows?
And damn. It's just like, yeah, he maybe died, maybe he didn't. Just follow me on Instagram, underscore BFINES. Follow the page.
Follow the page and follow
Big and Lazy Pod at Instagram.
Big and Lazy Podcast on Instagram, man. Follow your boy Lazy, Greedy and Lazy USA on Instagram. Follow my nigga June. Yeah. Follow my nigga B. Haywood if you're trying to get a new podcast started or some type of organization with your podcast.
This podcast was produced you by know, B.A.
with a confirmed podcast. Shout out to Weedem Girls.
Here we out.
And we out, man.
What is that? My cup is that pink purple. Shorty freaky as hell with that green circle. I be geeks to the moon like I'm Steve Urkel. I walk in clean as hell, but I'm still dirty. I know she got a man, but she still flirt. Lost my bros to the streets and I'm still hurt. Why the fuck is you here? You got no purse. Put that on that boy, it's a close curve. Put that on that boy like a t-shirt. I be straight, but through weed, I don't need perk. Niggas been hot as hell, like I need church. Now my life is a movie, my dream work. Down from the bottom, back when I was starving. These niggas be harmed, they looking for problems. Still with the goblins, such when them was poppin', I made me a dollar, made babies just holler. Niggas be 20% when I'm going 100. That shit got me popping my.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.